Thursday night or the Gimel Shabbat about bowing down.
Okay, we've been talking about bowing down, and let's also with the Raisa, let's also with the Rabbanon. On Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we kneel. That's what we do. We go down on our knees, and then we touch our foreheads to the floor. Very few people do Hishtachavaa, although there are some that do, and you have to work out that it should be mutter, hopefully. Al Kapona, most people do Kido, meaning Kriya. They bow down, they go down on their knees, and they touch their heads to the floor. Now, the reason this is also midrabanon, if the floor of the shul is made up of stone or marble, so that's also midrabanon, as we've seen. And that, so you put something down, and since it's not a permanent floor covering, so it's not bottle to the floor, and that's why it's indeed a chotzeitz that you're not doing that, you're not kneeling, we'll call it, on the stone floor, which would be also midrabanon. If you don't have anything to put down, then you could use your talus, the Mishnah Berurah Paskins. You can put down your talus. Now, the separation has to be between your head and the floor, not between your knees on the floor. I mean, if you have a towel, you're obviously going to do both. But if you have a paper towel, so people put it by their knees. Maybe they don't want to get their pants dirty, but... Even for this din, you have to put it by your head and not by your knees. If you want to. I mean, if you use a towel, you'll be putting it by your knees and your head. But yeah, the ikar makom chatzitza is by the head, not the knees. It's an issur d'rabbanan.
What's the source?
Have you been here the last few nights? What? Kneeling is also on a stone floor. The drabbanon, or to hishtachava, like every use of drabbanon. On a stone floor, you can't do hishtachava. Midiraisa. Because of what? I don't know. We're not learning chinuch now. I didn't say why. It's also midiraisa allowed to bow down to do hishtachava on a stone floor. Midirabbanon, you can't do hishtachava on a non-stone floor. And you can't do kneeling on a stone floor.
Is
it allowed? Yeah, the Artzachem it says.
So then it's not awful.
There's a lav. One of the 365 lavin is doing your shtachavah on a stone floor. Okay. Obviously, in these short time, I'm not giving all of the pratim, but there's a lav to do ishtachavah on a stone floor. A lav in the Torah, one of the 365 lavim. With the rabbanon, you can't do ishtachavah on a non-stone floor, and you can't do kneeling on a stone floor. If you have a stone floor, that's why on Yom Kippur Rosh Hashanah, you have to put down a hefzik, because it is a rabbanon.